DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
There are more concerns today. New passport checks due to come into force next month could cause traffic chaos in Kent. From the 8th of April, anyone leaving the county via Eurotunnel or on a ferry should have their passports scanned as part of measures to tighten national security. Under 16s and some on coach tours are likely to be exempt to try and avoid major delays. But Chair of the Home Affairs Committee, Keith Faz, says the situation needs to be made clearer.
If they don't make those concessions, then the flow of traffic, especially in Kent, is going to be extremely difficult, and we're going to see tailbacks going all the way up the A20, backing off all the way to Folkestone. As a result of these changes.
KMFM News.
The parents of 5-year-old Asher King claim their son's been cured of a brain tumour. His mum and dad were briefly arrested last summer when they took him abroad without permission for proton beam therapy. His latest scans show he's clear of cancer, but the Prague Centre where he was treated can't confirm he's been cured. Dr Nick Plowman's an oncologist at the Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital.
He's in remission, and that could have been affected by standard radiotherapy that was available in this country. But the advantage of protons is that later on his surrounding tissues will grow more normally.
Detectives investigating reports of a sexual assault in Sheerness have released an e-fit of a man. A woman in her 20s has told police she was grabbed by one man and attacked by a second in an alleyway off Alexandra Road on the 4th of March. It happened at about 9 at night as she walked from the train station. The e-fit and descriptions of the suspects are at kentonline.co.uk. Nigel Farage has called anti-UKIP protesters who confronted him and his family in a Kent pub scum. The UKIP leader was having lunch with his wife and two children in Down when he says dozens of demonstrators chased them out and jumped on their car bonnet. A young Kent woman whose weight dropped to just 5.5 stone has been telling KMFM about her battle with anorexia in a bid to try and help others. Kieran has more for the update.
Well, Ruby Cousins from Deal started suffering from the eating disorder 6 years ago when she was just 18. At one stage, she was living off just half a cupful of cereal a day. The 24-year-old found it so difficult to eat, she ended up falling into a coma. She's told KMFM the disorder was triggered by the death of someone she was close to.
My emotions were kind of connected through food, so I felt guilty for eating, and I just gradually started to stop. I stopped completely to the extent that I only ate about half a cup of bran flakes a day, and that's all I lived on.
After spending time in a clinic in South Africa, Ruby's now on the road to recovery. She's planning to use her experience to help other people by opening a support group in Canterbury next month.
Eating disorders are still quite misunderstood because I don't think you can... Same with anything, I suppose. But if you haven't had it, then you're not going to really understand it.
Figures show nearly 2,870 people in the UK were treated for an eating disorder from 2013 to 2014, up by one-fifth on the year before. Mark Kilby's director of a peer support group in Canterbury, which is run by volunteers who've been through similar experiences. He says it's important sufferers realise doctors aren't their only option.
We do feel that it's that unique element that comes from talking to somebody who's actually been there is what makes what we do so important.
This is KMFM News.
And it's been revealed today we're going to find out on Friday when the new Dreamland in Margate will open. Residents in the town will be the first to be able to buy tickets when they go on sale at 8 o'clock in the morning. The first 500 people through the doors will also get a souvenir piece of the iconic scenic railway roller coaster.
KMFM Sport.
Well, and Stephen Gerrard's apologised to Liverpool fans after being sent off seconds in their defeat to Manchester United. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, Gerrard had only just come on as a sub when he was dismissed for a stamp on Ander Herrera. Here's Liverpool boss Brendan Rodgers.
I won't criticise him because he's been brilliant in my time here. Sometimes these things happen. You look at our team as a whole and our... how we play the game, it doesn't happen very much.
The 2-1 loss leaves Liverpool 5 points between Manchester United in fourth. Meantime, it's being reported Liverpool's Adam Lallana has pulled out of the England squad to face Lithuania in a Euro qualifier and a friendly against Italy. The squad are due to meet at St George's Park this afternoon. It's understood that the midfielder's groin injury flared up in the 2-1 defeat to Man U yesterday. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have lost their final league game of the season before the playoffs. They were beaten 7-2 by Streatham Redskins at the Ice Bowl in Gillingham. Their next match is away to Chelmsford Chieftains in the Southern Cup.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.